Welcome to our continuing podcast series from IFR Magazine. Rob Haig, Manager Flight Standards, Cirrus Design, steps in for Cirrus's Bill Stone to talk with IFR's Glenn Pugh about Cirrus's initiatives and partnerships to promote safety and proficiency. Haig explains what's worked, what hasn't, and unveils some very near future plans for Cirrus safety training.
I am the manager of our Flight Standards Department. Our overall objective is to ensure that all pilots flying Cirrus aircraft are properly trained in the aircraft and have the tools available to them, training tools and other resources available that allow them to safely operate their aircraft. We have a team here that's responsible for a few different areas or subdivisions in our Flight Standards Department. I oversee that. This position basically has grown over the last 2 years as Cirrus Design has taken a more active approach and a more visible role in how pilots are trained to fly Cirrus aircraft. So I started out, some of my background was a flight instructor, a factory training flight instructor with the University of North Dakota, who has the factory training contract with us, and did that for actually 1 year, and was able then to get hired on with Cirrus in the Flight Standards Department to, work with the University of North Dakota to ensure the quality of training, to help develop new training, and just make sure that customers are getting properly trained in the aircraft.
Cirrus has tried many different things in terms of training over the years, different training providers, different programs, partnerships, and cooperation with groups like the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association. What efforts, in your opinion, have really worked out, and what haven't? And I guess more important, on what basis can you make that claim?
Right, absolutely. I'm going to talk about two different relationships with you, and the first of them being our relationship with the University of North Dakota Aerospace Foundation. This relationship started back in, I believe it was late 2001, and has really grown since then. And some of the key elements to their relationship, one, they are the factory training provider. They supply all the instructors, help develop curriculum with our flight standards team, and really provide a level of flight training that's superior to what we believe what the rest of general aviation is providing. UND in cooperation with Cirrus was very instrumental in incorporating and developing a lot of the concepts used by the FAA Industry Training Standards, or FITS. One of the ways that we measure how we're doing and how that partnership has affected our customers is we got a few different ways. One, simply by customer feedback. We hear back from our customers all the time on about the quality of training that they received. We get feedback all the time telling us that this is by far the best training that they've ever experienced. One, because of the quality of the materials that we have, and two, the quality of the instructors that we have. The instructors here at Cirrus are Cirrus instructors. They live, breathe, eat, live by, and die by Cirrus aircraft. So they know these airplanes inside and out, and therefore are probably some of the most qualified people to be instructing in Cirrus aircraft, and that shines through to the customers. They know that when they get with this instructor that that they're with a first-class instructor.
Cirrus put in place probably the most extensive training program out there for instructors and training centers. I believe it's called Cirrus Standardized Instructors. Has this program really substantially made a difference, and how do you see that manifest itself?
Absolutely. This program is a key element in our overall objectives. When somebody buys an aircraft from us, we will give them initial training, make sure that they're qualified to get in their airplane, fly it all the way across the country, and go from there. At Cirrus, we look at training as a process. It's not an event. It's not a one-time once you complete your initial training, you're done, you're good to go. We look at this as a process. And to continue the training, the SEER standardized instructors and SEER standardized training centers are an integral part of that process. One of the ways we know this is this has a great effect is because of the insurance requirements placed on our customers, on SEER's customers. And that requirement is that when they receive instruction in their aircraft, they have to go through a SEER standardized training center or SEER standardized instructor. And just that fact alone, that the insurance company values the training and the professionalism that the CSIs and CSTCs have, and requiring that our customers go through them for training is, I think, speaks loudly of the program.
Well, you know, you touched on another point there, broad-ranging, that it doesn't matter how great the training is for those few people who aren't taking it. Do you have data on the percentage of Cirrus pilots that take part in Cirrus or other regular ongoing proficiency training? Is that something that's mandated by the insurance?
That is between the customer and the insurance agency, and unfortunately, we don't have any data right now, but we are starting a new partnership. We have launched a new partnership with Jeppesen that we've launched a very innovative training tool that we're integrating to the transition training here at the factory, but it's also going to eventually grow and evolve into something much bigger. This is the transition training course is essentially a first step in this large process and relationship. That will allow us to do a little bit more tracking, actually, to see how customers are progressing through their courses and at a higher level, and then also allow the instructors to have that information also for the people that they're working with.
Well, Cirrus has a lot of different programs. One of them is called Cirrus Access Program. I just want to ask you about that specifically right now. How is that one working out, and how many pilot owners are currently in that program?
That program is working out very well. Currently, we have 20 members. It is growing. I think we do have a few more coming through actually quite soon here. And just to give you an idea of, I guess, one specific case of feedback, we have a Cirrus Access client who purchased an aircraft and purchased the pilot for the year contract, just received their private pilot certificate. And I guess that was, about a month ago. This individual has completed his check ride with an examiner somewhere in Iowa. We received feedback from that examiner after the check ride was complete. And we were all just, kind of in awe and how the check ride went. Most examiners will tell you that when you finish a check ride with them, that they'd feel comfortable sitting in the back seat of that airplane and letting you fly them around. And that's a good basis on judging somebody's proficiency. But would probably most people would say that with a newer pilot, they would definitely have some hesitation about sending that individual across the country. The feedback that we got from this examiner on how well the Access client did was the examiner would have no reservations of putting his family in that airplane and having the Access client fly him all the way across the country. And that's attributed to the quality of instruction that we're receiving, but also the type of instruction that individual is receiving. It's truly a fits-based type of instruction, where this client gets his airplane and immediately starts flying how they're going to use the airplane once that instructor's no longer there. They're using the airplane for business purposes, flying long distances through weather systems, through unfamiliar terrain. They're getting exposed to different airspace that you typically don't get with the traditional type flight training, where you're stuck maybe within 100 miles from your base aircraft or a base airport. So we're pretty pleased with that response.
And let's break this down into the simplest terms too. The FITS program, FITS stands for?
Oh, the FAA Industry Training Standards.
Okay, thank you. What are Cirrus's plans for training moving forward? I mean, I've noticed online you've got a lot of good resources available. There's the Pilot's World, and you have training opportunities for people, I think, as a touring program across the country with various stops pilots can come and access training. How are those programs working out for you?
The programs are working out very well. Pilot's World, being an online resource, it's updated monthly, covering topics that are specific to all Cirrus pilots. This is a free access. You can go through cirrusdesign.com, create an account, and log in monthly to see the different topics that are affected. We've had topics from regarding pulling the CAPS handle to a single pilot IFR to managing resources and proper use of standard operating procedures.
I've noticed this month it's Get in Touch with Your Automation is the program that's up.
Yep, absolutely. And we're kind of running the next month coming up, July, is going to piggyback off of that month and really get into some great techniques on how to manage all the resources available in the aircraft, how to effectively use all the tools and automation in the aircraft to increase the safety of all flying. So that's a great resource. We encourage all of our Cirrus pilots, owners, and anybody who flies a Cirrus aircraft to log in and keep updated with that latest information. It's a great tool for us to communicate. If we see any issues in the field, it allows us to basically communicate and give resolve to people that might have questions on this. The other training initiative that you're talking about, we've teamed up with the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association to do what we call a CDM course, a Critical Decision Making course. And again, this is free to all pilots, and we basically will. It's a half to a full day seminar where we have instructors get up and share very important information from a variety of topics, and a very good chance for us to communicate directly with our owner and pilot community. And also gives the community a chance to give us feedback in person about their experiences, about their needs and desires. So,
well, Cirrus very much seems to have an ongoing evolution of its training programs to meet the needs of its clients, but you also have an upcoming and ongoing evolution of aircraft. We're all looking forward to an unveiling of a mock-up, I think, of the jet up at the Cirrus Migration coming up at the end of the month. What are Cirrus's plans for training pilots on the jet, and what other future programs can you tell us about?
Cirrus is not going to cut any corners when it comes to pilots being able to safely operate their aircraft. You'll notice some things that we're doing now will be sort of setting the stage for jet training programs. Cirrus Access being possibly one of the programs that we will sort of set the foundation for how we work with pilots in the jet, along with a new concept that we're rolling out here very shortly. We're calling it lifelong learning, and it gets back to the discussions of training is a process and not an event. What we want to do is set up customized learning plans that meets the needs of our individuals to make sure that they're on an ongoing basis are maintaining a high level of proficiency in their aircraft. You know, one of the tools that we'll be launching actually within the next couple weeks is called the Cirrus Pilot Learning Plan. And this outlines training events at a specific interval based on when the pilots complete initial training, just so that they have a reference material. They can use this. It's going to come in a booklet format, go to their instructor or their training center and complete this training event, stay proficient in the aircraft, have a very good understanding of their capabilities in the aircraft and the aircraft's capabilities as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we very much appreciate you taking time to speak with us today and very much appreciate your continuing work for the safety of all the pilots flying out there in Cirrus aircraft. I hope we get to talk to you soon after the jet comes out and follow up on that.
One more thing I would like to add. We will be getting a Cirrus flight training device at the factory come the end of this month. And we're going to use that. We're going to integrate that into our transition training that we do at the factory, allowing for more realistic situations and scenarios and allow for basically higher level decision making. That's just very important stuff.
This is a Cirrus simulator-based training?
Yep, this will be a Frasca simulator that we'll have at the factory. And in addition to customers using this for transition training, we will build, or we are building, additional courses that people can go through. We're modeling them after LOFT, line-orientated flight training type scenarios. We're calling them ACE programs, Advanced Cirrus Experience, so we can take an individual, put them in the sim, and actually give them a real-life CAPS deployment situation. We want to put people in situations that really get them thinking about what their capabilities are. We want to get people to realize what a loss of control is and really affect their decision-making and their behavior so that we can give them an experience that will basically change the way they think and the way they fly.
Well, very exciting stuff. Thanks for chiming in on that. Again, thank you very much for your time. We look forward to hearing from you real soon, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Rob Haig, Cirrus Design, Flight Standards. To learn more about this and other topics important to instrument pilots, please subscribe to IFR Magazine. You can check it out online at www.ifr-magazine.com. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.